It's Meet the Braves here on 1410 KGRN. We continue with the sophomores. Cole Watts with us now. And Cole, how's it feel to be heading to the state tournament with these guys?
It's a great feeling. I love it. I'm going to enjoy every moment of it and just take it all in.
So what was, I think, the three-pointer that you hit in the fourth quarter, it got you back in front at that time. I mean, since the first quarter, what were you thinking after you hit that shot?
I was just honestly shaking. Like, I knew that was a big moment for us, and I knew that we finally could, like, grasp this. And it kind of hit me that we have a great chance of going on. So we just kept playing solid defense, and we knew that we had to just keep fighting for that last couple minutes.
And then you came right back, and you had to drive, and you got a two-pointer and then a three-point play off of that. Have you noticed that defenses, they realize you can shoot, so you've added – you can drive the basket too?
Yeah. So I started, like, using pump fakes like we do in practice and just using my quickness to go right off and using that three-pointer as a way to get to the hoop.
I'm sure it must have been tough sitting on the sidelines during the whole season watching this whole thing develop. What were you thinking as the season was going on?
I wasn't really sure if I was able to come back. So the main part I was thinking is keep being positive, keep having energy during practice for the other boys, and hopefully they'll be able to clinch a good seed for the district. And then they finally did, and I knew I was going to be able to come back for the postseason.
That's pretty good. What you mentioned you had the injury in middle part of the football season. What exactly happened?
So it just kind of happened over time. I started getting little injuries in my foot, and then my legs just started getting tired, and then finally it just gave out, and it started to, like, crack and get a stress fracture, and it was all inflamed. And then so I just decided that I need to take some time off and just rest.
Shut it down, and it must have been hard. It's hard to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, it was one of the hardest times I've ever had to deal with. Never had an injury like that, and so just having that time off from a sport that I love more than any other, it just sucked.
And now here you are. Do these games, I just got to take a lot of the sting out and kind of makes you a little rewarding the adversity that you had to face. And now here you are. You're going to state.
Yeah. It is rewarding. All that time really did pay off, and I feel a lot better. It's really helped me, like, grow as a person, as a player, and it's just making this experience even better.
Why are you interested in basketball? What do you like most about playing basketball?
So I just started at a young age. It was just a game that came to my hands, and my parents signed me up for a little league. And ever since then, it just took off from that. I loved watching basketball games. I just got interested, started playing AAU, and just started with a travel team, and it just kicked off.
And have you always been a pretty good outside shooter?
I've been a decent outside shooter. Really started to hit me as soon as I started junior high. Then I noticed I was pretty good at shooting the rock. But other than that, yeah, I've shot well for the most part.
Do you and Trey, do you kind of know what the other's thinking while you're out there?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some chemistry in there. We've played backs, like I said, since probably kindergarten. Always just had a rock in our hands, and we were always together. And there's definitely something there that no one else has.
I can't wait to see what you guys are going to be like as seniors. I mean, you guys are good right now as sophomores, and it's going to be interesting to see how that goes in a couple of years. But what do you think it's going to be like when you hit that floor at the well?
Honestly, it's just going to be exciting, going to take it all in. I think we're just going to come out with some energy that we haven't seen all season, and it's just going to be a fun experience for us as a team, just seeing how far we grew, and then finally hitting our goal that we started day one.
So proud of you, and so excited to see what this team can do at state, and I'll be there courtside to witness it. Cole, congratulations. We'll see you at the well. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Cole Watts with us here. It is Meet the Braves, the Montezuma boys basketball team, brought to you by Montezuma Manufacturing on 1410 KGRN.